Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Well, because it's Tuesday today, we're queuing up an oldie. Old and short, that's the Tuesday Offbeat Oregon History column. This particular one is about Mount Hood, which seemed to celebrate the statehood of Oregon with fireworks, if you happened to have a good view of it that winter. It was first published on September 6th, 2009. Here we go. Most Oregonians know the state was founded on Valentine's Day, a little over 150 years ago, and there may have been some fireworks set off to commemorate the occasion. But the biggest fireworks display set off in the year of Oregon statehood had nothing to do with the politics of what was then the newest state in the Union. In September of 1859, 7 months after the state was founded, Mount Hood erupted. For many of us, it's kind of odd to think about Mount Hood as an active volcano today. The mountain has sat there majestically resting ever since anyone alive today can remember, although it did do a little bit of steamy grumbling in 1907. Every winter, thousands of happy Oregonians slide down its side on skis and inner tubes and snowboards and stuff, and hundreds more clamber to the top. Mount Hood is the second most climbed mountain in the world after Japan's Mount Fuji. New Hampshire's Mount Monadnock gets more climbers, but it's only 3,165 feet high. That's just 700 feet higher than Mount Constitution on Washington's Orcas Island, which gets many times more climbers than both Hood and Monadnock combined, many of whom pedal all the way to the top on bicycles. Guess it depends on one's definition of mountain. On Mount Hood, climbers today worry a lot more about the unpredictable weather than volcanic eruptions, but this wasn't always so. In fact, just before Lewis and Clark made their expedition to Oregon in the first decade of the 1800s, Mount Hood erupted spectacularly. In a prequel to the Mount St. Helens eruption that would come 180 years later, the mountain belched out a massive cloud that deposited a layer of ash for miles around, 6 inches thick on the mountain's flanks. This episode kicked off a spate of fiery activity on top of Oregon's tallest mountain that lasted 50 or 60 years. Oregon newspapers reported excitement on the mountain in 1853, 54, 59, and 1865. The 1859 eruption is particularly interesting because, of course, that's the year Oregon became a state. According to a pioneer named W.F. Courtney, quoted by author Bill Gulick, quote, "It was about 1:30 in the morning when suddenly the heavens were lit up, and from the dark there shot up a column of fire. For 2 hours as we watched, the mountain continued to blaze at irregular intervals." It was almost as if God himself had decided to set off fireworks to celebrate statehood, although such an idea is preposterously presumptuous and, depending on your religious feelings, quite possibly blasphemous to boot. Still, it's interesting to think, during a stay at Timberline Lodge or a day trip to Mount Hood Meadows, that one is playing on an active volcano that actually could burst into fiery activity at any time. It's also interesting to reflect that when former Albany newspaperman William Gladstone Steele founded the Mazama Club in 1894, the act of climbing that mountain, a prerequisite for membership, wasn't just a technical challenge. It was a risk as well. Members could say they had climbed the state's most active and dangerous volcano and lived to tell about it. Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012, You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.